Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. In addition to the stress of taxes this time of year, people all over are grappling with another important life decision: college. Some potential students are waiting for word from schools about whether or not they've been accepted, while others still need to decide which of the schools that have accepted them they should attend. Current students are thinking about registration for summer or fall, evaluating their past year, or preparing to graduate and start a new life. And both current and potential students face the fact that they're responsible for getting their education paid for. There's no doubt about it, college is expensive, and costs have been rising. But besides the obvious reason to go to college, wishing to learn more about a subject or subjects you're passionate about, there are many financial reasons to consider making the decision as well. Besides the fact that folks with college degrees tend to earn more in the workplace, the National Jumpstart Coalition also found that college graduates are more financially literate than those who don't go to college, meaning that, in the long run, those with a college degree have a better chance of having a healthy financial life if they make the decision to go and stay in college. Many forward-thinking students have saved enough for college before they even enter it. Some use a combination of savings, scholarships, grants, work study, or jobs in school to pay for their education. And many, of course, rely on financial aid to pay their way through school. Federal loans are available to eligible students depending on their financial situations. What is common for everyone who is applying for aid this year is that the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, needs to be filled out and submitted to Federal Student Aid, or FSA, by or before March 10th. Carrie Sue Shaver is part of the 21st Century Scholars Program, an Indiana education initiative that was started in 1990 to ensure that any student in Indiana who wants to go to college can afford to do so. Tell us a little bit more about the FAFSA.
The FAFSA is a common application. It's used for both federal and state student aid programs. By filling out the form, you apply for grants. That's money that doesn't have to be repaid, work study, and federal loans. And it's also used to help many colleges make decisions about their own need-based financial aid that they give to their own students.
What does one need in order to begin?
You're going to need income tax returns, yours and your parents, for students under 24 or in some special circumstances. You'll need identification documents like Social Security cards and driver's licenses. It's important to use your proper name as it appears on the Social Security card and make sure that the number is accurate when you enter it online. Any questions about parent name, Social Security number, and date of birth should not be left blank. If it's blank or incorrect, it'll be rejected at the federal level.
When one is ready to fill out the FAFSA, where do they go to do it?
It should be filled out online at www.fafsa.gov. You should never pay anyone to fill out this form.
Where can someone go if they have questions?
There is an online chat session at FAFSA.gov, or you can call the FAFSA hotline. The number is 1-800-433-3243, or students can call the financial aid office at the college that they plan on attending. If you don't meet the March 10th deadline, you won't be eligible for any state financial aid. Now, the March 10th deadline is Indiana State's deadline. If you want to be considered for the Frank O'Bannon to help pay for tuition or for the 21st Century Scholarship, you have to meet that deadline. You don't meet that deadline, you won't be eligible.
So March 10th is a really important date.
That's true.
I've been talking with Carrie Sue Shaver from the 21st Century Scholars Program about the FAFSA. We'll continue our conversation next week, and we'll also talk a little bit more about preparing to save for college. Also, on Sunday, March 4th, there will be a free FAFSA workshop at the Monroe County Public Library. See money.mcpl.info for more information. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.